We begin this morning with news from the state capitol. The bar to get a citizen initiative on the ballot in Arizona may be getting higher. Republicans in the Arizona House of Representatives approved a new restrictions on the initiative process yesterday when they passed SB 1451. The bill would allow the state's attorney general to change the wording that appears on the ballot for voters to read. But lawmakers rejected a separate proposal that would make it illegal for initiative organizers to pay for voter registration on a per-voter basis. And this comes amid claims from Democrats that all of these bills are just attempts to restrict the people's voice. Here to tell us more about this ongoing debate is Jim Small, editor of the Arizona Mirror. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So there are a handful of new restrictions to ballot initiatives being talked about and tossed around in the state legislature right now. Run these down for us.
Yeah, I mean, the one you guys talked about yesterday was Senate Bill 1451, and it does two things. It imposes some requirements on signature gatherers, put some more hurdles in their way, requiring them to register with the state, and also says that certain people who've committed certain kinds of crimes in the past are no longer eligible to collect any signatures to get a petition on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And it also does that change with the attorney general, which, you know, codifies something that had been legally disputed, but that had come up last year. With regards to the renewable energy proposition, Proposition 127, and it essentially gives the Attorney General's office final say and more or less kind of veto power over what language will go on the ballot. That's something that's important right now, certainly when you have a Democratic Secretary of State's office and a Republican Attorney General, effectively. That gives the Republican the final say on what goes on the ballot and what language voters get to see when they actually go cast their vote. You know, other ones, another proposal that appears to be dead, although, you know, session's still happening, so you never know.
Yes.
Is a measure that would require initiative petitions to not just gather a certain number of signatures of registered voters, but gather a certain number from every single legislative district. So from all 30 districts across the state, not just the way it works fundamentally is 99% or more, frankly, even all of them are gathered in either Maricopa or Pima counties because that's where the population bases are.
Okay. So we know that Republicans are arguing for these, but what are their arguments behind this? Like, why do they say they want to make this a more onerous process?
You know, the reasons are...
It appears we may have lost... Oh, Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you here? Are you
there? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, some of the reasons that were discussed yesterday with the bill, you know, about the petition circulators were, you know, trying to prevent against fraud to protect voter information, mm-hmm. Because voters have to sign with their name and their address and their signature on these petitions. There also had been some discussion about how there are too many initiatives on the ballot and it's too easy to get things on the ballot. A lot. There was also a fair bit of discussion about how, you know, essentially our ballot initiative system has become kind of a playground of sorts for billionaire interests from out of state. That's a criticism that was lobbed, I think, specifically at Tom Steyer, who was behind the renewable energy initiative last year. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there was discussion about, well, you know, is our initiative system functioning the way it should. You know, the counterpoint from Democrats and from people who advocate, you know, kind of more access to the ballot is, you know, look, the whole point of the initiative process, which is something that the state enacted in 1912, is to really provide a check on the legislature, to let voters have the ability to tell the legislature, hey, we don't like that law you just passed, or conversely, we don't like that you're not considering these policies. We want the voters, the people, to decide in a more direct democracy fashion.
Well, Jim, is some of that still the concept that many people have criticized lawmakers over the years, because the old phrase, kick the can down the road, that in many cases, voters have to take things into their own hands?
Yeah, they, you know, they've shown a willingness to do that, right? I mean, you had a legislature that for a long time has resisted a number of things, whether it's you know, tax increases for public education or you know, things like medical marijuana or minimum wages. Mm-hmm. These are all things that voters have enacted that have been put on the ballot through the citizen initiative process, and that have been fought, you know, and opposed, I think, pretty roundly by both Republicans and by a lot of corporate interests, and in particular the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which has been the driving factor behind not just the legislation this year to put more hurdles in the initiative process, but also, you know, this is something that's been happening for the past 4 or 5 years, and there've been there's been a whole series of changes, kind of incrementally small obstacles put in the way of getting something on the ballot that I think collectively, you know, I think some people are starting to kind of take a step back and go, well, wait a second, you know, back in 2010, we had to do this way to get something on the ballot. And mm-hmm. now we've got to jump through all these hoops and meet all these different requirements in 2020. And is that really, you know, something that's good for democracy and good for Arizona? And is that what Arizona voters really want? And so I think those are some of the discussions that are frankly starting to happen right now outside of the Capitol.
Yeah. All right. That's Jim Small, editor of the Arizona Mirror. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.